¡Órale! Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP podcast. I'm Jorge Giorgio Martin, flying solo on this corto edition of covering los waivers. Gracias everybody for joining us. Como siempre, es un placer porque estamos aquí a servirlos. Hope you're checking out our website at familiaffp.com as well as our social media channels. That Familia FFB on Twitter, as well as our Familia FFB Facebook page. Well, we're going to start off with a Monday Night Football recap, and y'all know I'm a big Ram fan, and after Sunday Night Football, kind of everything was going to pale in comparison to what the Cardinals and Seahawks did, and you know, the Rams-Bears was going to be a defensive battle, and it really lived up to the hype. Not a very sexy game, but because neither offense was able to get much going, but the Rams were able to gut out a 24-10 victory. Jared Goff, he was just 23 of 33 for 219 yards and two touchdowns, both going to Gerald Everett and Josh Reynolds. In the positive side, this is the first time that Goff has thrown a TD versus the Bears in three career games. But, you know, you could tell. I mean, the Rams did a pretty good job of protecting him, but he was missing just a little bit off on some of his deep throws here and there. So definitely something to look forward to in the future, to him maybe improving upon. Darrell Henderson is still looking like the lead caballo in this backfield. He had 15 carries for 64 yards and another two receptions for 13 yards. Stayed out of the end zone. That was there for Malcolm Brown, who was able to vulture a one-yard TD. He ended up finishing with 57 yards and 10 carries. This is really just looking like, you know, a snap, you know, a snap share between these two guys. Henderson got 40 snaps to Brown's 29. Cam Akers, he's just officially droppable, Familia, if you haven't already done so. He garnered only 3 snaps and 0 carries. So maybe another time for him, maybe if an injury comes up, but really that's the only way he's going to become fantasy viable. As we mentioned with Goff not having the best of games against the great Bears secondary, Robert Woods finished with just 23 yards receiving. He also got overthrown on a deep ball that where he had a step on the defender that would have just been a touchdown, but así pasa, right, Familia? He also ran 4 times for 23 yards. He did get a fumble that resulted in the Bears' touchdown. So, the way the Ram defense was playing, it didn't matter. Cooper Kupp caught 6 balls for 43 yards. He added a rush for 16 yards. So just not a big day for the Ram passing attack for the receivers. Reynolds led the team with 52 receiving yards on a quiet night. So over on the Bears, I mean, it was quiet with them too. Nick Foles missed on a few deep shots of his own. He had a couple of picks, no TDs, finished with 261 yards. Leading the way was Allen Robinson with 70 yards on 4 targets. Jimmy Graham and Cole Kmet, those fans in Southern California who are old enough remember KMET. Every time I saw that on the back of his jersey, I kept thinking KMET 94.7 from back in the 70s and 80s. He got 45 yards, the Notre Dame product. We'll have to see what these guys do against the lesser secondaries. David Montgomery, he just didn't have much room to run against a Ram defense that, you know, really hasn't been the best against the run, but they really were, you know, lived up to it yesterday. Montgomery only took 14 carries for 48 yards. He caught 5 balls for 21 yards. But, I mean, this is who he is. No one drafted him high. I mean, a lot of people got him, like, in the 4th round. So we all just have to accept the fact that he's not going to have a Kamara-type games. And just accept it. All right? That's it for Monday Night Football. Let's get into some chisme. And, as usually happens with these Tuesday episodes, we get some bad news, and it starts off with just as bad a news as there is. OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., torn ACL, out for the season. It's just, it's tough. You know, he had that beautiful game against Dallas. Also tough to see that it happened on a defense, you know, where he was, where on the one interception, he went back to play some defense and, just you knew the way he came up afterward that it was a bad injury. So going to be looking at Jarvis Landry and Rashad Higgins maybe benefiting from this. We'll talk about Higgins in a little bit. Over on speaking of benefiting, Chase Edmonds is benefiting from Kenyon Drake, expected to miss several multiple weeks with a torn ligament in his ankle, which is being treated as a high ankle sprain. You know, considering that Christian McCaffrey has been out for most of the season, with a high ankle sprain, this could be, you know, several weeks, probably about 4 or 5, maybe even 6 weeks, and that's taking us through a good chunk of the remainder of the fantasy regular season. So, if you haven't gotten Chase Edmonds, he's owned in 64% of leagues. So, make sure you pick him up. Yesterday, on Sunday Night Football, he got 145 scrimmage yards. So, and that was with Drake being in the game for the majority of it. So, Edmonds is going to be the lead guy. His head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, even said that he is a starting running back in the NFL. So, we're going to see for the next several weeks. Ponlo en la mira. Get him. Chris Godwin just got this one in, broken left index finger. So he's out at least for the Giants game. He had surgery on that. Likely going to be more. Scotty Miller and Mike Evans are definitely going to be benefiting from this, going to be getting more targets as a result. Though understand they're dealing with injuries too. Both have come out and said that they are less than 100%. So Antonio Brown, not eligible until week 9, so don't expect him back this week. So it's probably not going to need it, though. They're playing the Giants, the 0-6 Giants, and the Buccaneers are just rolling right now. So just looking to get Godwin healthy for the playoff run. Speaking of getting healthy, Christian McCaffrey activated from IR and is practicing regularly. So, we're going to see. Does he play this week or are they looking at him week 9? Just be looking ahead to those practice reports. Jeff Wilson going on IR. So with that injury that he suffered on Sunday Night Football. So is it going to be Hasty? Is it going to be Coleman? Is it going to be McKinnon? One of those guys is going to benefit. We're going to talk about two of them in a bit. Debo Samuel likely to miss both weeks 8 and 9 with his own hamstring injury. So, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, they're going to be the only likely people getting any kind of targets in this receiver group. The Eagles placed DeSean Jackson on injured reserve with his ankle injury. So that one just looked bad on that Thursday night game. So as expected, he's looking like he's getting a 6 to 8 week absence. So, that's taking him through the end of the season. So we can just write him off from this point. Going into the concussion protocol, kind of as we expected, Andy Dalton, Phillip Lindsay, Brashad Perriman all going in. Dalton definitely is the one to keep an eye on the most because if Dallas's offense is going to show any kind of life, it's going to be with Dalton behind center. Phillip Lindsay got some carries, splitting carries with Melvin Gordon. So vamos a ver. We'll see what happens there. All right, let's get into those waivers, and we're going to start off with the QB streamer of the week, Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy B for my primo Hector, who's been on his bandwagon since the offseason, gets to take on Atlanta this week. He's owned in 44% of Yahoo leagues, and let's go back to week 5 when the Carolina Panthers were at Atlanta, and Teddy B went 27 for 37 with 313 yards and 2 TDs. So, Atlanta is just hemorrhaging points right now on the defensive side. So definitely look to get him in your lineup. Baker Mayfield is a play this week against the Raiders. He's owned in 33% of Yahoo leagues. The Raiders are 29th in fantasy points per game against the quarterback, giving up 23, and they've given up 1,740 passing yards. And Baker, coming off of this 5 TD game this past Sunday, we're gonna find out exactly what kind of production he's gonna put together without OBJ in the lineup. On the other sideline is going to be another play, Derek Carr against Cleveland. Carr had himself, kind of a heroic game. He took a couple of big shots, came out of the game, looked like he was pretty shaken up, but he finished the game against Tampa Bay's, just a top flight defense. But he finished 24-36 for 284 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did throw a pick, but Let's look at Cleveland. They are number 30 in the league with 2017 passing yards allowed, and they're number 25 against fantasy quarterbacks with 21.3 fantasy points per game. So this game's got shootout written all over it. So you want either piece in there as a streamer or possibly in the second quarterback in 2QB league. So both players are good choices this week. On the running back side, LaMichael Perrine, como se dice, he's owned in just 16% of leagues, but, you know, two things are in his favor. I mean, the Jets are looking at next year. So he's a rookie. They've talked about getting him some snaps, and this past week he got 70% of snaps to Frank Gore's 28%. Perrine only ended up with 39 rushing yards. He did get 16 yards in the receiving game. So, you know, the production could be going up. The one thing, Kansas City, the one place their defense has been vulnerable has been in the running game. Okay, with Chris Carson being out, expected to be out this week, looking at Carlos Hyde. You know, this is a guy who got over 1,000 yards with Texans last year. And this past Sunday night against the Cardinals, he got 68 yards rushing. So, you know, subbing in for Carson. So there could be something there. One word of warning, auxilio, hamstring tightness is bugging Carlos Hyde, so there's no guarantee he's going to play this week. And the other thing is he might just be depth on your roster because San Francisco is number one against running backs and fantasy points per game, so you know, he may just be a desperation play for you. I don't know what it is about these other sidelines, these games that are featuring the running backs that are coming off of injuries, but Jamichael Hasty in San Francisco is likely a play with Jeff Wilson joining the land of the IR. Hasty got 57 yards rushing on just 9 carries, and he kind of reminds me a little bit about the way Mark Ingram runs, high energy runner. So Seattle is number one against the running back, number 11 against the fantasy running back, and so Hasty could be a play this week with that backfield for the 49ers just being decimated with injuries. He is owned in 21% of Yahoo leagues. One of the guys that could make it a little bit murky is Tevin Coleman, because he's been out since week two, but there's a chance that he's going to be activated and he's going to play this week. So he's owned in 27% of leagues, so he's someone to play. You know, if you're looking at doing some juggling or kind of throwing a dart and between Hasty, Coleman, or Jerick McKinnon, buena suerte, familia. Let's go over to Baltimore. Gus Edwards. There's talk that Mark Ingram is still going to be questionable for this game with that ankle injury. Edwards is owned in 11% of leagues. He did get 14 carries, only 26 yards, but he did get a touchdown in the last game for the Ravens before they went on a bye. Tough part is that Pittsburgh's run defense against the running backs especially is number 3. So, and we saw they did themselves a number on Derrick Henry last weekend. So Gus Edwards could be a play. J.K. Dobbins is also a possibility. Coming off a bye, let's remember, you know, DeAndre Swift having this big game coming off a bye. So very much a possibility here, especially if Ingram sits out this game. All right, let's go over to the wide receivers. Sterling Shepard had himself quite the game last week. And, you know, it's one of those things. I think I saw a stat that since the beginning of the 2019 season, every game that Sterling Shepard has been on the field except for one, he's gotten 6 targets. He's only owned in 29% of leagues. The only thing to keep in mind is they're playing Tampa Bay. So that secondary has just been, they've been monstruous. They've been tough. So Sterling Shepard is someone to pick up for down the line. So because, you know, he's healthy, you play him. Maybe he could be a good flex option for you. Another possible flex option is Rashard or Higgins. He got, surprisingly, filling in for OBJ. He caught all six of his targets for 110 yards against Cincinnati last week. The Raiders are number 23 against the wide receiver in fantasy points per game. So Higgins is someone who could be a deep pickup. So go grab him. Another guy you got to have on your lineup, and we talked about Deebo Samuel being out, is Brandon Ayuk. He's owned in 49% of leagues, so he's just barely on that cusp of not being in this column anymore. But, you know, you look at it, it's Seattle. Seattle is the bottom of the barrel, giving up 38.2 fantasy points per game to the wide receivers. So you get Ayuk, and he's going to be a great play for you this week. So. And possibly possibly someone to play in DFS, maybe a cheap play for you. Mecole Hardman, the Kansas City Chiefs are hosting the New York Jets. Hardman is 33% owned in fantasy in Yahoo Fantasy Leagues. I know it's been tough. We expected a lot more out of him with Sammy Watkins out. He did turn two catches into 57 yards in that snow in Denver. I mean, this is going to be a home game. The Jets are only number 17 against the wide receiver. I mean, they're just not a good defense right now. And this is Patrick Mahomes at the helm. So if you need a hero play, Mecole Hardman could be a guy for you. Another player to keep an eye on who's coming off of IR is Jalen Reagor. He's owning 14% of leagues. Here's all you need to know. They're playing Dallas this week. Dallas is number 30 against the wide receiver in giving up 30 fantasy points per game. And then the Eagles have a bye, followed by the Giants and Cleveland, and then several other good, tasty matchups for the rest of the way. So the Eagles are going to be a great play for you coming out for the rest of the season. You know, their defense isn't that great, so they're going to be giving up some points. So there's going to be some shootout potential there, especially as they get into the NFC East games. Going over to the tight ends, we're staying with the Eagles. Richard Rodgers, owning 9% of leagues. You know, he rewarded everybody who took a chance on him with catching 6 of 8 targets for 85 yards. There's no Goddard. There's no Ertz. Dallas is number 24 against the tight end in fantasy points per game. You want, you know, Rodgers is a good hero play for you. So grab him. Another hero play, Harrison Bryant. You know, he caught 2 touchdowns last week for 56, you know, in 56 receiving yards on 4 receptions. He's only 1% of leagues. That's going to jump up because Austin Hooper is still recovering from his appendicitis. He's likely not to be playing this week. Bryant does have the threat of losing some targets from David Njoku, but as we saw after OBJ came out, Bryant was a target, and the Raiders are not very good against the pass. They're number 15 against the tight end position, but could be a play there, and this game is going to be in Cleveland. All right, that's it for the Los Waivers for this week. And eso es todo for our show. Thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure our independent podcast gets out into the Familia community. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, at Spotify, Apple, Google. If you could leave us a review on Apple, that would be fantastico. Remember, follow us on Twitter at FamiliaFFB. You can follow me at JorgeMartin17, as well as our Familia FFB Facebook page. Don't forget, FamiliaFFB.com for our original content. I'll be dropping my waiver wire column today, and then we'll be having some content on Adentro y Afuera, on who to start, who to sit this week. So gracias, everybody. Por favor, get out and vote. Because remember, todos somos familia.